North Carolina's First Lady apologizes for flipping off brainwashed kid comment. By Amy Furr on November 6, 2020. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper's D. wife apologized Thursday for a Facebook comment about President Trump's supporters who gathered recently in downtown Raleigh. "My personal Facebook comments and actions leading to it were inappropriate, and I am so sorry. I apologize to anyone I may have hurt. And I ask for forgiveness," Kristen Cooper wrote in an emailed statement to the News and Observer. According to a screenshot of the comment, she had allegedly responded to someone's comment about the event on another user's private page, the Observer article said. "There was a pitiful family group waving those flags by the Capitol today. I flipped them off and told them to go home. Was flipping off a brainwashed kid my finest hour? Probably not, but I can live with it," Cooper reportedly wrote. Although the comment was deleted, someone sent a screenshot to Michelle Morrow, who organized the rally to encourage Christians to vote. She said it wasn't her proudest moment, but that she could not tolerate pathetic clowns and what we were doing on the state capitol, Morrow told WRAL. At the rally that drew about 60 people, including families, the organizer said there were a lot of people that said F Trump and F the police, adding that a lot of people screamed at them to go home. "I think what was very upsetting is that when I look at her personal profile, she promotes herself as someone who is an advocate for children. And yet on her Facebook account she said she did this to children holding flags and she acknowledged that it was a bunch of families," Morrow said of Cooper. As First Lady of North Carolina, Cooper's About page says she will focus on the well-being of children in NC through initiatives that center around hunger, abuse and neglect, literacy, and the arts. According to WREL, Morrow requested a face-to-face meeting with Cooper but has yet to hear back. "We should all have the right, especially at our state capitol, to express our beliefs, and we were doing so in a peaceful way," she told the outlet.